You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
How about you?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hey, man, it is the final hour of the program with our man Abe filling in for Carl today. We got some more on the NBA playoffs, the latest on the injuries for some of these series, which may be wrapping up here. And something's going to be a gentleman's sweep, it looks like, in the East. Right now, though, let's talk about the Braves. Grant, it was just so frustrating. I mean, this one was just, oh, I mean, it's the freaking Pirates who cried out loud. What did they say, win one for their skipper that got fired last week?
Yeah, I mean, what a mess that was just in general. And you talk about frustrating. I think I've used that word more than maybe any other word to describe the play of the Braves at times. And it's weird because, obviously, it couldn't get much worse the first week. I mean, you go out, you lose 7 games, you lose a starting pitcher, your leadoff man gets suspended. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. And then you do play at least a better brand of baseball. They're 19-14 since then. They're 14-8, I believe, in the last 22 now. But, you know, missed opportunities, certainly, in some of these games, some of these losses that are, I think, have to be laid at the feet of the offense. And that's really what's not clicking for the Braves right now. And I'm sure we'll get into that because the pitching has looked awfully good. You've gotten contributions from guys you expect it from. You've gotten it from unexpected sources. They've just got to figure out a way to put together enough runs to start winning some of these close games. Because as nice as it is to see a big eighth inning rally, maybe give you that opportunity to win, as well as they played in extra innings, which is great, they've just got to figure out a way to win some of these games before it gets into those circumstances.
Hey, Grant, I think yesterday was a real run of bad luck, 4 batters in a row for Raisel Iglesias.
Yes.
But the other outings over the course of this season, it has been bumpy at times. Is there any discussion, any thought at all to opening up the closer role?
I don't think there is right now, but obviously, you know, as long as this the longer that this goes on, I should say, the more possibility there is for at least trying to give him that break. And the Braves were already trying to give him a little mental and physical reset by giving him a couple of days off in the Pittsburgh series. Then he comes in, and as you said, I mean, if it wasn't for bad luck, Raisel wouldn't have had any luck at all in that ninth inning on Sunday. But there were a couple of outings over the course of the homestand that I thought he looked great. And then there was that last one. I think it was, the Thursday against the Reds, his bobblehead night, no less. And he gives up the home run, and things kind of go sideways on him again. And the home run's clearly been a problem. He's allowed 6 of those in 15 innings. He allowed 4 home runs in nearly 70 innings last year. So clearly something has to be adjusted there. And clearly Raisel is capable of being a closer. He's shown that. But the older you get, the more challenging sometimes it becomes. And maybe that's what he's dealing with right now, is trying to figure out how to make his current arsenal work to his advantage and getting hitters maybe off of some of these hanging pitches that have been going over the wall at an alarming rate.
You know, the Snicker's going to give him every opportunity to work his way out of it. I know we spoke last week that it's just been this is like the low point for the closer right now in Major League Baseball. I mean, some awful numbers out there. But I mean, I was joking with Abe earlier. Is Pierce the guy to go? Who would fill in? Dansby Hernandez?
Yeah, those are a couple of good options. And I think you could go matchups too if you want to put Dylan Lee into some of those, you know, opportunities if you're kind of lefty heavy or whatnot. But I would think Pierce Johnson, who has closed before, would get the first crack at it. Dansby has looked pretty good in the eighth. But as we talked about, I think, last week, I mean, Pierce Johnson's getting some important outs. I kind of expected it to be in more of the setup role, maybe more of the eighth inning role. But there's something to be said for that guy that comes in and cleans up the sixth inning and maybe gives you that scoreless seventh and bridges the gap to get to the eighth. And Pierce has really played that role well this year. So that's the unfortunate part of the calculus with your bullpen is, you know, if you depose your closer and decide to start using somebody else there, what is that trickle-down effect? And then who steps up and cover some of those other innings? But I want to throw it out there. I know I talked about it on my show, and I'm sure it's come up quite a bit in Braves circles here lately. What we've seen out of Scott Blewitt, who was DFA'd twice by the first the Twins, then the Orioles, ending up with the Braves, pitching four scoreless innings, all of them in extras, all of them starting with a runner at second base to help them out in some of the recent, you know, close games they've been in. Maybe he's a guy you start to look at in important leverage situations, not just someone who comes in extras because you're starting to run low on bullpen arms.
Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond on the Wade4.com hotline, our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Braves insider. Grant, there's a couple struggling players we could continue to talk about. Maybe we circle back, but kind of want to look at some brighter things right now. And that is the news this afternoon, not too long ago, that Ronald Acuña Jr. is going to begin a rehab stint. I just got a two-part question here. What do you think the Braves are looking for out of him down in Northport? And then I know they didn't give a specific timeline, but what is his limit in terms of, does he have to be activated within 20 days?
Yes.
20 days?
Yes. It's 3 weeks. Yeah. So, I mean, once you start this clock on the rehab assignment, and I have to go back and look at the official rules on, does the complex league start or is it when you go to a full season affiliate? So there could be some gray area in there, but for all practical purposes, for what we're talking about, this pretty much starts a 3 week countdown. So we'll see how quickly he can respond down there. And I think if they see him, you know, moving quickly and doing all the, you know, the things that make him Ronald Acuña Jr., they'll want to up the competition level. They'll have to manage it, I think, with, you know, maybe play a day, then have a day off, then play back-to-back days, then have a day off. And it's kind of those things that will be managed about this workload, because as we know, this wasn't get back as fast as you can like it was in 2022. This was a much more methodical approach. That's not by mistake. It's part of the plan, part of the design. I'm sure it was not Ronald's favorite, but he also is the one who had to live through the residual knee pain that might have been exacerbated by coming back and pushing himself too hard, too fast. And now they're hoping to, rather than 10, 11 months, give him that full 11 to 12 months, that extra time that may not sound like a lot, but can make a big difference for perhaps the biggest impact player that you can possibly put in a Braves uniform this year.
I know it's crying over spilt milk, Grant, but do you think in some levels maybe they regret not saying, look, you can't do winter ball?
No, I don't think that's been really a factor at all. I mean, he played winter ball the year before he won the MVP. So we could go back and try to, you know, look at and think, okay, well, maybe if he'd done this or that or the other, I kind of feel like, and maybe this is just a simplistic way of looking at it, if it's going to happen, it was going to happen. When exactly, I don't know. If he'd blown his knee out in winter ball, we'd be having a really different discussion. But I don't really think that factored too much in what happened.
All right, real quick, speaking of injuries, what's going to happen with Strider? Talk about the simulated game they're going to do on Wednesday.
Yeah, sim game Wednesday, 70 to 75 pitches. I saw Mark Bowman of MLB.com, among the others, who were, you know, there with the club and you know, getting that info on what Strider's next step is. But talking to Spencer last week, he said, in my perfect world, there wouldn't be another, you know, bullpen session, which obviously he had Saturday, let alone another sim game after that. He's like, I don't want to waste another 5 minutes, let alone wait another 2 weeks to get back and help this team out. But I am going to follow the protocols, and they just want to make sure that that hamstring is 100% before he's out there max effort, because as we know, Spencer Strider is incredibly important to this rotation that's been, you know, performing admirably without him. but they could certainly use the lift of having him in there to help out a pitching staff that's really carrying this club right now.
It is our man Grant McCauley with us, guys. This part of the show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Grant, you know how it works with Carl and I and you, or you and me. I ask a dopey question and you try to talk me off the ledge, but here's my latest kooky plan. You know, because Drake Baldwin has been, aside from that pass ball, which I don't understand how he did that against Seattle, that was bad, but at the plate, he's been so good. And certainly Murph did a great job, ironically, in the pinch hit role, getting the base clearing double. But what about using him as spot starts in the outfield just to keep that bat in the lineup?
Yeah, I know that that's a popular conversation or thread to pull on, but Drake Baldwin, I don't believe, has the foot speed, nor has he ever been playing in the outfield. And this is different than, you know, hey, we're just going to throw somebody out there and just hope it works. And what I would say, if we were sitting there trying to figure out if it was a way to get somebody's bat in the lineup in the postseason before you had the DH and you were trying to be really creative with that, I think that kind of led to maybe some of these crazier decisions that, in hindsight, probably not the best idea. And everybody points to, well, they did it with William Contreras. They did it for exactly one game and realized it was a terrible idea and decided to not go forward with that. So I just don't see that happening. He has been great both in his starts and big in the pinch hit role. I know they'd like to get his bat in the lineup more. I just don't know that there's a clear path to that that's not at the expense of either Sean Murphy, obviously, or Marcell Ozuna, who has been your DH and probably your best hitter for just about a calendar year, if not a little bit more.
You couldn't shade Harris over to left?
No, if you could clone Harris and put him out there and have two Harrises, maybe that would cover the ground necessary. But yeah, I just wouldn't ask that of Drake Baldwin
all right.
The fly at the big league level to do that. I think that's just a bridge too far.
Never mind.
Grant, we got about a minute left. Looking at a couple of arms of Braves seasons past, obviously Ian Anderson back in the organization, had an outstanding outing at Triple A yesterday. I believe he left while still holding a no-hitter. But I'm also looking tomorrow night. It is Michael Soroka is slated to start for the Nationals. Been a rough go for him. I think he's 0-2 with a 7-plus ERA so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, with Ian Anderson, the Braves were hoping to have the opportunity to let him go back down to Gwinnett and fix things, something they didn't have in spring training, and now they've got him back. He did look good. I was told on social media, though, he walked three guys, so apparently he's unable to help. But that aside, I look at it, all jokes aside, as the real important opportunity in a crucial stretch of his career to see if he can factor for the Braves in any way, shape, or form and get his career back on track. And for Michael Soroka, unfortunately, this is – what about year five of talking about his career, hopefully, you know, getting back to anywhere close to what we had expectations of in 2019 when he was runner-up for the Rookie of the Year. Just a tremendous person, a tremendously hard worker with some tremendously bad luck physically. I would love nothing more than to see him find success somewhere. He's one of the good guys in the sport. And honestly, I don't say this lightly, if somebody deserves it, deserves some good fortune and deserves to see that hard work go rewarded, I think Michael Soroka would be at or near the top of my list for active Major League Baseball players.
And just finally, Grant, I mean, some of these City Edition jerseys, I swear like they're stealing money at Nike, man. Those PGH, why don't they just break out the old Centennial We Are Family Stargell Stars kind of jerseys with the hats? I'd rather see that.
I'm going to tell you, they're not stealing my money because I don't know who's asking for this stuff. And every time I post on social media, somebody tells me it's for the kids, and I just think, I'm not seeing that many of these things around there, but I can tell you how many throwback hats and jerseys I do see everywhere. And
right.
I don't know the answer to this. I mean, I look at the Nike uniforms right now, and I think that they're atrocious from a quality control standpoint. And the
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Kinects are some of the laziest, most creatively bankrupt designs that they're putting out there. And if you can't tell, I've thought about this a lot. But
yes.
Yeah, they need to come at me with some more creative ideas. And I don't mean outside-the-box stuff that I've never seen in Major League Baseball. I mean things that really can tap into the tradition and the spirit of these teams. Because just printing a crazy-colored jersey and putting the city's initials and abbreviation on there, that doesn't do it for me. Come up with something else.
Grant and I are uniform junkies. That's why I'm so excited to see the rainbow, the kaleidoscope of color at the All-Star Game this weekend. Grant, we'll talk to you tomorrow, brother. Thanks again.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.